This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States struck up to 10 unmanned drones in Yemen that were preparing to launch, a U.S. official said late on Wednesday, amid escalating tensions from the war in Gaza spreading through the region. The Iran-aligned Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in recent weeks. Turkish warplanes continue to pound U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria that are fighting Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish drones have been pounding the Syrian border region controlled by the Syrian Democratic Forces. Turkey accuses the SDF's main groups, the Kurdish YPG and YPJ, of being affiliated with the PKK, which both Ankara and Washington consider a terrorist organization. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now threatening a land invasion, but the SDF is backed by a U.S. military force of about 900 as part of the fight against the so-called Islamic State group. However, analysts point to reports that Washington is considering a pullout from Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, must be shut down.
And we need to get other UN agencies and other aid agencies replacing UNRWA if we're going to solve the problem of Gaza as we intend to do.
Major donors suspended their funding to the agency after Israel accused 12 of some 13,000 agency employees in Gaza of taking part in the October 7th U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas-led attack.